before HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Malachim to destroy Sodom, he tells Avram Avinu what his plans are. The Pasuk says, Hashem Amar, Mechasa Ani Me'Avram Es Asher Ani Osa. Am I going to withhold from Avram Avinu, from Avram, what I'm going to do? Am I going to hold back from him? Ki yadatim l'man asher yitzav es bona v'yazbeso achra v'shamu derech Hashem l'asot tztoko mishpat. Because I feel a chibra to him. I love him. I feel a connection to him because I know Avram is going to command his children, is going to command his family to follow derech Hashem, to do tztoko mishpat. So how can I withhold this nevuah from him, not to tell him what I'm about to do with Sodom? We never find such a concept that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a nevuah to someone, he says, now, is it right that I hold back from this individual the nevuah that I want to give him? Do we ever find this in Sefer Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel? Do we ever find such a notion? Never. And yet over here we find this hakdoma, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Machasa ani, what? I'm not going to tell Avram about this nevuah." It's a little bit strange. Why do we have this hakdoma before HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares with Avram what he's going to do with Sodom? The Chasam Sofer, in the Hakdama to the Chelik Yerodeya of Yishaylus Yitshuvas, in a kuntras called Pituchei Chosam, he has a very beautiful mahalach on this on these psukim. He says, really, Avram Avinu didn't deserve to get this nevuah. He wasn't on the level to receive the nevuah. A Navi has to be on a level. You have to be on a spiritual level to be able to be makabel nevuah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram was not on the level. Why was he not on the level? Well, because he was involved in Kiruv. He was teaching his family, teaching Bonav and Bnei Beiso, Lishma Derech Hashem, Vesanefesh Asher Asu B'choron. He was teaching everyone else that he came in contact with, all the people who passed through his tent. He was doing Kiruv, Pshuto Kamashma. Right? He was working very hard to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout society. Avram Avinu did not live a secluded life. He wasn't serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from society. No, he was involved with the world, involved with people around him. Vayita Eshel b've'er Shava, the pasuk at the end of the parasha says Avram Avinu planted the Eshel. He had an inn, or he had a paradise, and he would invite people, and he'd give them to eat, and after they finished eating, he would tell them, you know, to thank the provider of the food. And they said, what do you mean? And he told them, there's a Borei Olam, there's someone who created everything, and you should thank him. And by doing so, he taught them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu was busy. He couldn't work on himself as much as he would have liked. And that's why he wasn't at the level, says the Chasam Sofer. He wasn't at a level to receive this nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Sodom. Avram Avinu did not achieve his full potential by himself. He couldn't reach the full potential to make him worthy of this nevuah, to make him bizochem to this Gilui Shechina. And that's bedafka why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is it fair for me to withhold from him this nevuah? After all, Avram is doing my work. Avram Avinu was spreading Dvar Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it doesn't make sense. It's not fair to withhold from him this level. If he could have achieved this level, he could have been on the spiritual level to be able to get this nevuah, if not for the fact that he's doing my work. So said Hashem, I'm going to give him the nevuah anyway. Despite the fact that he really shouldn't be Zocha, I'm going to give him the Gilui Shechina anyway. I'm going to give him the level of Kirvas Elokim that he could have achieved if he had worked on himself and not reached out to others and not done my avoda, spread my shame throughout the world. I'll give him that level so that he'll be able to have that Gilui Shechina. Says the Chasam Sofer, we see a fundamental yisod, that when a person sacrifices himself, when he sacrifices of his time, he gives of himself to do the Ratzon Hashem, to teach other people, to help other people, to do chesed, he doesn't lose out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim. He gives back the time that the person sacrificed. He gives back the levels that the person sacrificed. He enables the person to achieve all the goals that he had and to come to all the levels that he could have achieved if not for the sacrifice. We find a similar idea at the beginning of the parasha as well. The pasuk says, "Vayera Hashem Elov Beilone Mamre." HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram in the chelik of Mamre. Why Mamre? Why was Mamre so choshev? So Chazal said that Mamre gave Avram the etza on the Mila. Avram Avinu asked from his friends from Honor Eshkol and Mamre whether he should do the bris Mila or not. And Honor and Eshkol told him, no, And Mamre told him that he should do the bris milah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coming to visit Avraham Avinu after the milah, he visits him in the chelek of Mamre. How do we understand this? What Mamre said such a chiddush? Did it really affect Mamre? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to do the bris milah, and Avram probably told Mamre that Hashem told me to do this, should I do it? So what's it to Mamre? Like, what's the big schus to Mamre that he told Avram to do Hashem's bidding? Did it really affect Mamre? Sfasemis explains that yes, it did affect Mamre. Avram had friends, and he had a connection to that, to those friends. And through the bris milah, he was going to become different from his friends. He was going to have a stamp that would be different, a stamp on his body that would distinguish him and make him different from the outside world. And that's bedafka why Oner and Eshkol didn't want him to do the bris milah. They wanted to be the same. They wanted Avram. If you're part of the club, then everyone has to look the same. Everyone has to do things the same way. What you want to do in your private home, that's your business. But you have to look the same, and you have to act the same as other people. And Mamre was willing to accept that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to do the bris milah, that that's okay. Even if his friend would have a greater kirvas elokim, he'd be closer to Hashem as a result of that. And Mamre would be more distant from him. Mamre was okay with that. Zoktus Vasemes, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram Dafkin the Chelek of Mamre, to show that Mamre thought he was being makir, he thought he was sacrificing, giving up some of the kirva, some of the closeness to Avram, which in turn means a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't give up anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in his Chelek. He got that Gilui Shechina in his Chelek. It's something. We don't really understand what that means. Right? He didn't get the Nevuah. But there was a connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected himself to Mamre. Gave him some kind of a kirva. Rather than losing out, rather than sacrificing and losing out, he actually gained even more. Because he was willing to give Avram, that extra push, that extra kirva. The Sfasema says that's what it means. When they say that someone who's Mema'et, b'kvod atzma, umar b'kvod shamayim, k'vod shamayim misrabe, u'kvodo misrabe. A person who takes away from some of his kavod, he sacrifices a little bit of his kavod in order to be umar b'kvod shamayim, the result is that actually k'vod shamayim's misrabe, but his kavod is going to be misrabe too. A person doesn't lose from being umar b'kvod shamayim. You know, people who want to accomplish a lot in their learning, it's natural to be very protective of one's time. And it really should be that way, because time is sacrosanct. We have to use our time appropriately, especially in a dual program. It's not easy. We have to dedicate our time and be very careful not to waste our time. But there certainly has to be a balance. Right? There certainly has to be a balance. We have to take an interest in the people around us as well, members of our family, people that we interact with. We have to reach out to other people to learn with them and to do chesed with them. And to take an interest in them. That's a part of Shleimus too. That's a part of Shleimus. That's part of Kvod Shamayim. That's the Ratzon Hashem also. But this week's parasha teaches us something extraordinary, and that is that a person who's makriv for Kvod Shamayim, a person who sacrifices of himself to do the Ratzon Hashem, not only is that a value, but someone who does that will never lose out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashlim. He'll give back whatever time the person sacrifices. He'll give back to the person the goals that he wanted to accomplish, that he thought he was sacrificing. He won't have to sacrifice anything. He'll accomplish all of the goals that he had. He'll be able to achieve all of the levels that he wanted to achieve. And sometimes Hashem will enable him to achieve even more. Good Shabbos.